Welcome to Hope Is Here. I'm continuing my conversation with Chris Swiatako. She is the director of the SinglesNetwork.org Ministries, and she is the co-author of Everyone Knows a Single Adult. And this talks about frequently asked questions of single adult ministry. She's also an author of several other books, and you also is a great speaker. She leads lots of retreats, so if you're looking for somebody to come speak at your church, you got to keep her in mind. But I want to challenge all of us, the people listening both here in Central Kentucky and then in the 33 different states that our podcast have been listened to here in the first 8 months of Hope Is Here, just go check out her website. It's thesinglesnetwork.org. She's got a great Labor Day retreat coming up that you want to be a part of. It's not too far from here in Kentucky. Near Asheville, North Carolina. It's not too far of a drive, so you got to check that out. But Chris, I want to talk to you today. If you missed yesterday's conversation, go to our website. You can hear it. We talked about the singles in the church and how churches just struggle to know how to handle singles. And there's lots of types of singles, obviously never married, divorced, widowed, just lots of things. But go check that out at our website, hopeishere.com. Day, you'd be blessed by that, especially if you know somebody single that just says, hey, there's nothing for me, share that with them. But Chris, today I want to talk about being a single follower of Jesus. We come at it from two different angles, mine through divorce, not by my choice, yours by not having been married, and yet know that's a desire of your heart also. So just share with us a little bit, you know, what I want you to encourage people that are listening that are single and just, you know, man, I'm a follower of Jesus, yet I struggle sometimes. So just talk to how you have, in your journey of being a single follower of Jesus that's not been married, just encourage our listeners out there, please.
Sure. So, you know, as a single that's never been married, I meet so many singles that are struggling. Of course, we're still probably the number one area is still loneliness, you know, being alone. I always tell singles that, you know, loneliness means you have no hope. You don't have, you're Christian, you have hope. But what you're saying is I'm alone and I don't like it. And so there are times when we do need to be alone. We need to have time with God. I think sometimes singles don't have as good of a relationship because they're alone all the time. And you know, I think you can get lots of trouble sometimes when you're alone too much. But, you know, being that you are alone a lot, it can get very frustrating, and you feel like all the burdens are on you, all the bills are on you, responsibilities, decisions, especially if you're a single parent. But there's also a great value to being single. I get to go and do so many things in which I don't have to worry about asking somebody else what they, their opinion. I'm at the spur of the moment, if the Lord wants me to do something, talk, stay later. I love the flexibility. I love that there's this time in my life that I can go and do things all over this world and travel all this world. I think singles have a community that a lot of married people do because simply I can have as many friends of the opposite sex as I want. And a lot of married people can't for obvious reasons. And so I've heard from many friends that were formerly single say, wow, I really miss how we used to play games. I really miss how I used to hang out, you know, midnight talking. I really miss some of those opposite sex friendships that I can't really have anymore. And so also there's just the value of God showing you and teaching you as an individual. I've dated in the past. I just got out of a relationship recently in which while I was in the relationship, I noticed how in one aspect I was growing closer to God, and then in other ways I was being pulled because you do have to give that attention to that other person. And so for me, it has showed me, wow, you know, Chris, there is a huge value to being single. And so don't miss what God is trying to show you until you're somewhere else.
Well, you bring up a great point because, you know, I have friends, my brothers, and, you know, they're in great marriages, you know, a lot of them. And yet, you know, they said, hey, man, I know sometimes it does get lonely, as you said, and yet I'm like you. I think it's healthy to be alone at times, but as a single person, you can be alone too much, and then I think Satan can have a field day sometimes with their minds and the lies that he feeds us. But I agree with you, you know, like it's good because of the flexibility that you have and a chance to pursue your dreams. Yet, you know, sometimes it's kind of stressful because, man, you got to make big decisions. You know, when you're married, obviously, and I've been that before, a product of a divorce, that you always have that partner to talk it with. But at the same time, as a single person, you know, Jesus showed as a single person, yeah, he did life with those 12 guys for 3 years, but he had three that were kind of his inner circle. So God can provide us maybe those close friends that can help us when we have tough decisions or tough seasons in our lives also, can he?
Well, you know, I was asking some of my friends recently, I said to them, you know, I was in this relationship and I really couldn't see the red flags. And I said, you know, what happened to my gift for discernment? And they said, well, Chris, you have a great discernment for others, but you need to rely on your friends to have discernment for you. And I thought about that, Greg, and I thought, you know, that's one of the values of being single, is that you can have a group of friends around you that will speak into your life, that they, you hopefully give them permission, and they could say, wait a minute, you should not be going out with that person, or wait a minute, have you thought about the decision? Have you prayed about that decision? Because we don't have a spouse to go through things with. To be able to have that community of people that you're close to, that Peter, James, John, those two or three people that God has put in your life, I just think that's just such a reward for me. And so when they said this, I said, you know, that's the tendency that happens, Greg, is that when you're start to date, is that, you know, especially if you haven't dated a long time, desperately want to be married, have a relationship, you become stupid. And you really are blinded by love. And you, that's the critical time that you need to have those people in your life. In the same way, if you're making decisions about your career, where you're going to move, taking in your family members. You know, nowadays, I'm seeing more and more singles are taking in their siblings' children, they're taking in their parents, older singles are taking in their grandchildren. So we're seeing a lot of decisions that are being made as individuals that desperately need that community. And Jesus was that model because he himself was a single adult, showing us this is the model, this is how to apply it, and this will make your life and your path much easier because of it.
Well, you bring up some great points there. I can think of three friends of mine just here in Central Kentucky that were really wonderful young ladies, and you know, they got up in their 30s, mid-30s, and were like, you know, okay, I've not been in really great relationships. I don't see any good prospects, yet I want to be a mother. And so all three of them winded up doing foster parenting and then winded up adopting through foster parenting. And I just thought, man, what a beautiful way to say, okay, just because I'm not married doesn't mean that I don't have to be a mother. And yet they did it in a God-honoring way. They weren't doing sex outside of marriage, you know, one-night stand thing or something. They did it through foster parenting some kids that needed a healthy environment. So you're right. I mean, God can use our singleness to be a blessing, and we can still fulfill some of the dreams that maybe we have as a single person that would normally be fulfilled in a marriage, but God can do it in different ways, like being a foster parent or adopting kids, right?
Oh my goodness. Oh yes. If you really feel to have children, please don't wait till you're, you know, in your late 40s or 50s. And not that you can't still at that age, but you know, as we get older, it's a little harder on us physically. But I've had lots of friends that have had fostered and then adopted. I've got great stories. In fact, one of my good friends has been fostering. She's fostered over 40 children, but she fosters adult children that get kicked out at age 18. She takes them on. And then last year at one of our Christian events, she was speaking, met a guy who had never been married. She had not been married. They met, started dating, fell in love. They've been married now a year. And so he not only took on a new wife, but he took on all of her foster kids because a lot of them are out of the home now, or where, you know, they finished growing up. And so I think about that. I think, wow. Do not think as a single adult that God cannot meet all your needs. He meets all my needs, and he also meets a lot of my wants. Even though I desire a spouse and still believe God is going to provide it for me, I also know the reality of this world. So I've got to be whole and complete alone. When you die, you will go before the Lord, a single adult. And so that's what I work on right now, and knowing that, you know, God will fill all the desires of my heart. Psalm 37:4, we know that. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. In his will. But, you know, for those who want to be married, God did something recently in my life that I'd love to share a little bit more about with you, if you have time, Greg.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, I do work in Europe. I do a lot of ministry over there, and I'm going to be gone in this fall for 2 months. I go every year, and I work with lots of different churches, starting singles ministry and doing women's ministry. And I was in London when a lady talked to me about she had gone to her church to want to start singles ministry, and they said no. She would like to meet a spouse in my church. She ends up starting a prayer group, once a month prayer group that's 2 hours long with intense prayer, working on yourself to get you ready for marriage. I love the idea. I brought it back to America, and in 2 years, we've had over 300 groups start around the world. And it's literally once a night. It's called PrayForAMate.com, and the goal is to pray and work on yourself as God prepares you for marriage. One of the things you're going to find out when you come to one of these, are you supposed to be getting married at all? That's the thing I want you to pray and make sure that you're not feeling pressure to be married because of something everybody else is telling you to do. But number two, you may desire marriage, but the reality is you got a lot of junk in your life that you can't heal from. A lot of stuff in your past, maybe your past marriage, unrealistic expectations of marriage, maybe concerns. So what Pray For Mate does is allows you in prayer for people for that accountability to allow the Holy Spirit to bring to the surface whatever it is that may be keeping you from getting married. Because the reality, Greg, is that you'd want this done in your churches, but it's not being done. And so even myself, I thought I was good. I'm thinking, I don't need to go through my boom program. I know I'm ready for marriage. Well, I went through my own prayer groups, and I realized I had a list a mile long of things, fears, and concerns, and what if he? God worked through those things, and some of them I had to get some counseling. And I consider myself fairly mature in the Lord. So I feel like there are others out there, Greg, that feel like I'm in church, I'm serving, I'm tithing, I'm teaching three-year-olds, I'm greeting in the front of my church. And my church doesn't have singles ministry, but I'm still serving. I'm still, you know, working at it hard, Chris. I'm going to be married. Why hasn't God? And so I said, well, you know what? Maybe you would from this prayer group as well. The worst thing that can come out of it is you get closer to God. Well, wait a minute. That's the best thing that can come out of it. So even if you end up not getting married, you're still going to find out more about yourself, and you're going to get healthy. And that's ultimately the goal.
And what is the name of that again?
It's PrayForAMate.com.
PrayForAMate.com.
Just go to the website. It's got everything on there. There's a video. There's resources on how to be a leader, how to start one in your city. You can start one. It could be five grandmas praying in inner city for their grandkids. It could be married couples that want to pray for the singles in their church. It can really be any size group that you want. But ultimately, I just felt that churches who didn't have singles ministry, this is a way to start something that would minister to singles that do desire marriage. But you could also end up starting a singles group out of it. And, you know, again, most singles would like to be married, but you and I both know, Greg, from doing ministry as long as we've had, a lot of them are far from being ready, and a lot of them are very unhealthy, and they need an opportunity and an environment in which they can get healthy to at least be able to make a better decision about the future.
Amen, my friend. You said it well. Well, Chris, our time has flown by. I definitely want to get you back on later this year because lots of great things to talk about being single and being a follower of Jesus. But wish you well. We'll definitely have you on again. Chris Wiatako, the director of the Singles Network Ministries. She's got a big Labor Day retreat planned. Give us that website real quickly again.
LaborDaySingles.org. LaborDaySingles.org.
All right. Chris, thanks so much for being our guest. Look forward to having you on again.
Thank you.
All right. That's Chris Wiatako. Check out her website, thesinglesnetwork.org. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Hi, I'm Tay Henderson, Executive Director of Lighthouse Ministries. In addition to serving meals twice a day to our hungry Lexington neighbors, we also provide shoes through our Michael's Feet Ministry. In June of 2014, I noticed that many of the people we were serving did not have adequate shoes. If they weren't duct taped together, there were holes in the soles. The day that a man named Michael approached me with scotch tape holding his shoes together, I knew I had to do something, and Michael's Feet Ministry was born. Now we are blessed to replace over 50 pairs each month thanks to individual donors and donating businesses through WJMM. Please consider being a part of this blessing. Each pair you give replaces a battered pair and helps a battered person know they are loved. Thank you.
For more information on Lighthouse Ministries, check out their website at lighthouselex.org or contact them by phone at 859-259-3434.